This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hello and welcome to Scaredy Boys, a podcast where three cowardly friends discuss horror movies. I'm Damien.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Tom.
And for this episode, we're introducing the Year of Fear.
Welcome to Year of Fear, boys.
Thank you. It's terrifying to be here.
I'm already scared. Yeah.
When we started this podcast,
yeah,
I thought this could be a terrible idea. Mm. We're now 3 years in,
yep,
and we're about to embark on the worst year of all time,
yep,
the Year of Fear.
Yep.
And this podcast, still the worst idea of all.
Yeah, I love that your initial impressions, 100% correct. Yeah, this was not a good idea for any of us.
It's regret doing it every time. Every time we sit down and we watch something that's fucked, I'm like, why?
I felt my anxiety grow as soon as Damo hit record. Oh no, we're back again. The break wasn't long enough.
Well, Sean, do you want to tell us what the Year of Fear, why we're calling this year the Year of Fear?
Look, hey, if you're new to the show, we're three cowards who watch horror films. Year of Fear came about because we've looked at our first two seasons and gone, geez, we jumped out of the gates.
Oh,
we really did. We went hard on the horror.
We go hard across the opening straight.
Big time. I reckon in the first half of the year, we watched at least 10 absolute fucking ruin your life scary movies.
Yeah.
And then something happens. And it's a subconscious thing, I think, where the movies we start to recommend to each other.
It's not subconscious.
You could say they're not that scary, some of them. Hey, look, some of them are.
Mm.
I'll back us. I'll defend us. But I can't when you actually look at the stats and the raw data
to be
of the
fair,
movies
though,
that we're choosing.
There are times when, like last year, for example, People Under the Stairs.
Yeah.
Going into that,
mm,
I thought that would be fucked.
Yes.
Me too. I was
Which
scared.
It was, but not in the way you thought.
I think there are times when we get tricked a bit.
Yeah.
Where our intentions are good.
Yeah.
And then there are times when we're like, what if we just watched this instead?
Yeah. And sometimes we have a guest on and we go, rattle us, pick a scary movie. And those movies aren't scary.
And then
it happens sometimes.
And then other times we have a guest on and they suggest a movie, we say no.
And we go, no. We go, give us a list of five. What's the sixth one?
Yeah.
Or, do you want to come on our podcast and talk about this specific movie?
Yeah. Right. This
so
nice movie.
You cannot
movie
deviate and make us watch anything.
And if you look that movie up, it sometimes has like five genres listed and horror might be the fifth one.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, just because at one point someone says boo.
Yeah. It's like comedy, thriller, adventure, horror.
Yeah.
Whispered, horror.
It's all in lowercase.
Yeah. So the Year of Fear is about us challenging ourselves to really watch some legitimately scary stuff, to get back to the core of what the show is. Three cowards just being fucking terrified by horror movies.
Yeah. We're watching the shit that we don't want to watch so that you don't have to.
That's it.
We'll watch it for you.
Yeah. We shit our pants so you can stay clean.
So your pants stay shit-free.
That's it. We're doing you a service. So honestly, next time, if you ever see one of us, you know, maybe we're at the queue for a coffee or at the drive-thru at McDonald's, let us go in front of you, all right?
Just give us a little salute or a nod. Actually, a cheeky wink.
Cheeky wink and let us cut in front.
If anyone winks at me from henceforth, I'll know they listen to Scaredy Boys.
Yeah. Well, maybe just throw us a couple of dollars for our laundry bill for our pairs of pants that have been shattered.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, you support the, like, have like people like, oh, support the podcast so we can buy some new equipment. Support the podcast so we can buy adult diapers.
I'm just picturing at some point in the future, the Sans Pants Radio PO box, it's just going to open up and there's just going to be underwear in there.
Yeah, correct.
And the boss is just going to be like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, yeah, they're for us. We're right out again.
Why do you guys keep... Are you getting sent dirty? No, it's all clean. Fuck, wait, is that... So Year of Fear is the aim of Year of Fear. It's from one of us to shit while watching a movie.
To actually physically shit ourselves during the movie watching a series.
Fuck. Jesus. Now, it's... the prospect of it... I think the idea is that we want to start... We want to do a whole year like how we start
years. Yes, exactly right.
Yeah. And look, sometimes you're going to get some goofy shit because that's just the nature of...
That's the nature of horror.
That is the nature of horror, yeah. Obviously, we've talked about that a lot. Comedy and horror are very closely intertwined.
Yeah, and we deserve a treat.
Yeah.
Every now and then, look, there might be a little treat.
Yes.
So if you see a little treat that is... You kind of look at it and go, you're calling that a horror movie? Maybe that's just us, a little self-care.
Have a look what's either side of it.
Yeah, that's it.
Have a look what's either side of it.
We're just trying to even out the scales a little bit of actually scary to kind of scary, where it's, in previous years, it's been more the, technically it falls under the horror category, but we're not fooling anyone.
Yeah.
So we're trying to even out those scales a bit.
Yeah. Mummy 2017.
Yeah. But I mean, hey, if Paddington 2 crops up, I'm sure there's a scene in it where a dog barks loudly and it's quite frightening.
That's horror. That's horror right there.
Yeah. I mean, Hugh Grant has a secret lair in that movie.
I mean, that is frightening, but also just Paddington in danger. That's scary. That should be scary for everybody.
In Paddington 2, look, spoilers for Paddington 2, but in Paddington 2, there is a scene where Paddington must face his own mortality.
Yes.
And that is fucked.
And you, the viewer, do as well.
Yep.
It's powerful.
And can I just say, he accepts his impending death with grace and humility.
Yeah.
Great.
Which is not something that the three of us would do if we were faced with that scenario.
That's when our pants get shredded.
Pants shitting, crying and begging. I know that's who I am.
Yep.
In my core, in my heart of hearts.
So we started putting together a bit of a list of the movies we want to watch this year.
Yeah.
It's not good. I'm not happy.
Not. It's a pants shooting list.
It is. There's things on the list for this year that have come up in previous years and we've gone, nah, thanks.
We just pushed that into that's a future problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now that's become a reality.
It's like that's for when we're brave problem, even though we know that bar will never be achieved.
Hey, look, by the end of this year, you could be listening. Maybe you're a psycho and you listen to this episode at the end of the year. Don't listen to any other episodes of this podcast and then just listen to the year in review episode that will come out at the end of this year. And just maybe you're that kind of person. You just listen to the first episode and the last episode of this year's podcast and you get to the end and you hear us talk about, maybe by then we'll be like, podcast is cancelled. We are too brave.
Too brave.
Probably.
We go and live on the Pilliga, the most haunted road in Australia.
No, I don't think so.
We can dream.
I don't want to dream.
It's okay.
Not on the Pilliga. If you die on the Pilliga in your dream, do you die in real life?
Yeah, I think so. Pilliga is the Matrix.
Oh, man.
The only real thing in Australia is the Pilliga.
Yeah, everything else is the Matrix.
What was the ghost? The Pilliga Princess.
Pilliga Princess.
Yep, look that up if you want. Or don't.
Or just listen to our first Scary Stories episode.
That's true, yeah. There was a classic story in there, one I'll never forget.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, we're going to be scaring ourselves. And so we do have a movie that we watched for this episode that you're listening to right now. Yep. And we've come out of the gates very strong.
Yes.
Very fucking strong. So, didn't put in the title. Wanted to be a little sneaky surprise. But look, we'll give you a few hints as to what it is.
Yep.
Starts with the letter M.
Yeah. I hate this. I hate it.
Why do we do this to us?
There's a scene that...
Tom's been trying to get us there for a while, Damo.
Tom's been trying to get us to watch this one for a while. Very true.
I can't believe that it took me 3 years and Year of Fear, you've done it.
I can't believe we're sitting here about to talk about it. There's a scene that features a bear. It's a very prominent scene.
Yep.
100%. What else have we got in there?
We got some Swedish characters.
Some Swedish characters.
Some Swedes causing a bit of mischief, causing a bit of violent mischief, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bit of a bit of scares.
Yeah. And it's set around what? A festival? A festival.
I think a seasonal specific celebration.
Time of year,
You know, around a specific time of year, a specific event.
Yeah.
Had to travel to get there.
Yep. Have to travel to get there quite a way.
Yeah.
Featuring some pretty big names.
Oh, big names.
Some of the biggest names in entertainment, I think.
Yeah, that's very cool. So some of you probably guessed exactly what this movie is, and it is, of course, Muppet's Haunted Mansion.
Year of Fear.
Year of Fear, baby. Coming in hot.
So Muppet's Haunted Mansion is a 2021 Halloween special based on the Disney properties The Muppets and The Haunted Mansion. It follows Gonzo, who, joined by his party-loving friend Pepe, is challenged to spend one night in the Haunted Mansion on Halloween night.
What a movie, boys.
Oh, what a movie. What, not even a movie. 45 minutes of...
That's feature film.
45 minutes of product placement for a Disney theme park attraction, The Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
I... Yeah, look, this is the big way to start the year of fear.
Yep.
Yeah.
As you said, Sean, sometimes we deserve a treat, and sometimes those treats are...
Sometimes we start the year of fear with a fucking treat.
Yeah.
Yeah, because before we've done any work, we're like, oh, we deserve a treat, while we specifically do not deserve a treat.
No, we do. So sometimes what I like to do is you have a Mars bar and then you go for a run.
Oh, you pre-dessert.
Earn that. You earn back that Mars bar that you had, right?
Yeah, but, you know, Damo, Tom was like, I'm bringing that horror movie starting with M. And we were like, fuck, I don't want to watch Midsummer. And then he put it on and we were in heaven.
Yeah. And then it was a lovely time.
It was a delight. Look. If I had to choose, that's a big call. If I had to choose between Florence Pugh and Gonzo the Great, I just can't choose
Gonzo.
Don't force yourself to make that decision, mate. Yeah.
Imagine a movie where they play
with both someone. Of them.
Oh yeah,
wow.
Florence, get in a Muppet movie.
That would be fantastic.
That'd be huge.
Yeah,
I feel like she'd be good in a Muppet movie.
She famously wants to be in Paddington. Is that right?
Well, she loves Paddington.
She loves
Paddington. They've interacted on social media.
I love that Paddington's interactive with Florence Pugh on social media. That's like, this is what the internet was made for. Forget the rest of the crap that's out there. Yep. That's what it's made for.
Yeah, none of this Web3 or whatever those fuckhead idiots doing crypto shit. If you do any of that, I'm going to come to your house and bash you.
Careful, Tom.
I'm going to put on my bear costume and come and meet something.
Opened himself wide up to hackers.
Yeah, hey, take my data. I got nothing to hide except my love of Gonzo the Great.
All that Gonzo porn you're hiding on your
computer. Yeah, heaps of Gonzo porn. Gonzo where his penis is his nose. Anyway, Haunted Mansion. Marvel Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Almost a movie.
Yeah.
Almost a movie. Look, it's a pretty obvious publicizing stunt, I guess.
Oh, it's a cash grab.
It's a cash grab.
Yeah.
But look, we've got Muppets, so we're happy.
Yeah.
We've got a few human actors in there who clearly are just like, I get to be on the Muppets. So yes, sign me up. It was a pretty alright time. It was a pretty good time.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's very clear that my theory is that they've clearly updated the Haunted Mansion ride at the Disney theme parks to have Muppets in it. And it is a bit of a holiday tie-in. The cynical part of me is like, fuck off, Disney.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other part of me is like, Muppets.
Mm.
So I was happy.
Mm.
Like, it's not great. It's definitely not as good as some other Muppet
film. But it's got baseline level Muppet quality.
Oh, absolutely.
Which means laughs.
Yep.
Which means a good time. But yeah, it did. I think probably 10 minutes in, we started to just look at the backgrounds and stuff and be like, oh, they've not made a lot of effort here.
No.
This is on a real tight leash budget-wise. In fact, there's even a joke in there. Yeah. Wasn't there like a character who's not there and like a budget?
Yeah, that's right.
It's one of those things where I think the reason they have to go with CGI backdrops is because, I don't know about you guys, getting Kermit the Frog in your movie, exorbitantly expensive.
Oh, incredible.
He asked for a lot of money.
Let's just talk Kermit for a moment.
Yeah.
I'm not thrilled with the voice anymore.
Now it's a new guy.
Yeah. And he's not even really in it enough for you to settle in. Because every time he's on and he's not in much, I was just like, I just want to hear you for a bit of an extended run.
Yeah.
To get an idea of if you have got it.
To be fair, he does sing an entire song.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I don't recall that.
That song that they sing about how you're going to be here forever?
Is that at the start?
Nah, it's in the middle. It's Gonzo's funeral.
The
movie was too long.
45 minutes.
45 minutes, champ.
So, well, a lot of what we see of Kermit is just him on the phone. Basically FaceTiming Gonzo. Yeah. But it did make me think, geez, I'd love it if there was like Cameo, but for Kermit.
Yeah, that
if
would be
Kermit
great.
If Kermit was on Cameo, I would do that. I would pay for that.
For a second, I thought you meant him just making a cameo in the movie.
No.
The app featuring Kermit. But yeah, him on the app where you could pay, like, it would be expensive.
It would be big. Yeah. We just said,
Kermit, is it five grand to wish my brother a happy birthday, please?
Don't waste that on your brother, mate. Yeah. Get that for yourself.
Someone could do that just as a knockoff
and
get sued pretty quickly.
Oh. Yeah, very quickly. Yeah.
Someone could do that as a knockoff and then they'd be rolled up in a carpet and pushed off
the mouse
cliff.
Would be on them in a heartbeat.
I think we won't invoke his name, like, you know, that Bloody Mary thing. Don't say the names. The word on the street is if you say MM in front of a mirror three times, you get sued into oblivion.
I think if someone did a cameo knockoff of Kermit, they could do the voice better than the guy they've got to do Kermit.
Yeah.
Is it a deliberate... Because that guy, he's been involved with the Muppets for a while.
Yeah, he's done
other voices.
Street.
So he's quite good. You would think that he would be accomplished enough to mimic and get it like pretty bang on. But they've probably obviously clearly made a choice to be like, no, we'll do it a bit different.
I don't know. Like we said, with this production did feel a bit rushed.
Yes.
So like you said, if we had a proper full-length Muppets movie that he was doing the voice of, I'd be keen to see if he could bring the goods.
The rushed nature of this just made me a bit sad.
Yeah.
That they don't really want to invest any time and care. Because like Imagine if they'd actually built a cool set.
Oh, yeah. The premise is great. Better. For like, you got Muppets. I do think the human stars were good.
Mm.
They didn't bring...
Like, Will Arnett didn't do much for me, to be
no,
honest.
And well,
they didn't bring that Michael Caine factor.
Right. Yeah. They didn't bring the gravitas
no.
of like when you've got these prestige actors where like Will Arnett is acting a bit Muppety himself. And like we've talked about when we talked about Muppets Christmas Carol, is the beauty of Michael Caine in that is that he is just acting his heart out. He might as well, he said, I'm going to treat it like Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Where Will Arnett and the rest of the human characters in this one are just like, oh, I'm a Muppet. I'm going to play it up a bit. I'm going to be a bit comedic, I guess.
Yeah. But it's even like if you look at Treasure Island and even the newest Muppet movie with Jason Segel, none of them are Muppety. Like Tim Curry is... Tim Curry's Tim Curry, and he's very clearly playing Tim Curry.
Right. Yeah.
But he's just doing what he would do, whether he was in The Muppets or whether he was in any other Clue.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's just who he is. And, like, Jason Segel plays, like, no, this is my best friend. He just happened, like, they don't even have the connection. Oh, no, they're brothers, aren't they?
Yeah, his brother's with, what's his name?
Mm. Walter. Yeah, his brother's just a puppet. His brother's just a Muppet. And, like, that's the energy it needed. This did feel a bit like, I don't know, I was reading a quote. So, obviously, the only... There's not that many of the original voice cast left.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Dave Goles, who does Gonzo, is still there. There's a couple of others. But, like, obviously Jim Henson died. The guy who was playing Kermit got fired for being a dick.
Yeah.
And Frank Oz doesn't do Piggy or Fozzie anymore. And he hasn't done them for a while. I thought he was in the Jason Segel Muppet movie.
Right.
He's not. Apparently, he left after Disney kind of really took over and ran with it. And he kind of was quoted as saying, as Disney have gotten more and more involved, it's lost some of the magic. And that's when he decided to step back.
Yeah, fair enough.
And it's like...
You can see that.
You can. Disney are a... Well, we're going to... That mouse is going to kill us. This episode is... We're joking that we've watched a fun movie here. This episode may be our most dangerous episode. If you never hear another episode from Scaredy Boys, you know that we have been killed by the mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The House of Mouse has had us silenced.
What I'd say about the mouse is just, oh, fair enough. Hey, look, if you want to buy every fucking property in the world, sure. Just let people run it their own way.
Right.
Because...
You still make money.
You do. And you get more creativity rather than just, eventually, everything's just going to be the same.
Like, their best stuff to me is still Pixar.
Yeah.
Because of that exact reason. Because Pixar making Pixar is...
Yep.
Fantastic. It's the best thing.
While on the mouse, I'll just say I watched a film there the other day. Not a Disney one. It was Royal Tenenbaums. And the mouse takes the swearing out of the subtitles. So I'm watching the film and Gene Hackman's saying fuck and shit. And it's just like the subtitle just comes up as something that doesn't even really make sense. Cowards.
That's wild.
Let Kermit fuck.
Let Kermit fuck. Let Kermit fuck. Man, imagine a movie where the Muppets swore.
It would be like, you know how I feel about Spider-Man when Venom attached, when the symbiote and it's Spider-Man corrupted and it breaks my heart?
Yeah. Right.
It would be like that.
Yeah, I don't think
you can't see Muppets
be
corrupted.
No, Muppets can't be corrupted. I take it back. I don't want to see the Muppets swear. I do want to see Kermit fuck.
Yeah. Oh, we all do.
Yeah, because we all...
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to say what I was about to say. Words started... forming.
Yeah.
That's one of the rare instances, I think, in my life where the thought entered my brain.
Yeah.
It started to travel down to my mouth, and before it got to my lips, my brain went, come back.
Yeah.
Well, he's only been podcasting for years.
Yeah. Yeah. He's finally learned to censor himself. Yeah. Mostly because of the fear of the House of Mouse.
Yeah. Well,
you're ready to do another live show now, Tom.
I'm ready. I can go live again.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
All right, boys, were we scared?
Nah. There's a couple of, like, genuinely kind of, not scary, there's some spooky shit. That big monster at the base of the stairs.
Sure.
The big face.
Yeah.
The John Stamos jump scare,
actually. Yeah, that was a jump scare.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
That was cheeky.
And Yucky Gonzo. Don't like Yucky Gonzo.
Oh, yeah, old Gonzo. Yeah. Like the, he's had, like, the wizened old carrot for a nose that even had, like, those hairs carrots get when left in the fridge for too long.
Yeah.
And then also, Goat Muppet was a creep.
Mm. Goat Muppet was very funny. Just having a screaming goat.
Yeah.
As just that whole bit where the lights go down and come back up and Will Arnett's gone. And the goat's there and it screams.
Yeah.
And Pepe's just like, well, first of all, where did he go? And second of all, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
Was it creepy just in the sense that now any goat on screen sort of evokes Black Phillip from The Witch?
I mean, very likely.
Imagine that goat just leaning over to Gonzo saying, wouldst thou like to live deliciously? And him just being like... Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. I will say that one of the best things about this movie and anything about making Gonzo your focus, like Kermit's your hero, but having Gonzo be the focus of anything is great because he just goes into everything. He loves being in danger. There's that bit towards the end where someone's like, how was it? And he was like, it was terrifying. And I loved it.
Yeah. Well, I really liked Pepe as well. Obviously, we've usually got Rizzo paired with Gonzo, and I don't know why they didn't go that route for this one, but Horny Muppet is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, that's his whole... Because he's a newish Muppet. He only came around... So there's... Just going to get my Muppet fact hat on.
Can I just ask quickly, is the one that was introduced in the Muppet movie...
Walter?
Yeah. Is he a factor still? Like, is he pretty prominent?
He was in this.
Yeah.
He was one of the grooms who got killed by...
I didn't even pick up on him there, to be honest.
Yeah. He was the one who kept saying, yeah, you drowned us. Like, yeah. So there was, I think, between... And someone who knows a bit more about the Muppets than me will probably jump in here, but it's either between Treasure Island and then before Muppets in Space, there was a TV series called The Muppets Tonight.
Okay.
Which was like a Saturday Night Live style show for the Muppets.
Mm.
And one of the plot points was that the studio were like, Kermit, you're too old school. We've got a new cool host. It was Pepe the King Prawn. He wore like a leather jacket and sunnies and he was cool and stuff. But he was like a womanizer, loved partying, loved fame.
Yeah.
Like that was his whole shtick. And then he is in Muppets in Space. He's a part of the Muppet family in that movie. And eventually he's now just part of the Muppets going
He's
forward.
A Muppet. Yeah, cool.
But yeah, and of course the running gag for him is that everyone kept calling him a shrimp, but he's like, no, I'm a King Prawn.
Yeah, yeah.
A jumbo gumbo.
And I did love that he's just always like, hey, where's the fucking party at? Yeah. Like he just
where are the famous people's rooms?
Right, where are the famous people's rooms? Especially when it was like well beyond the point where any person would realize this is not a party. This isn't a party. No. So I quite liked it.
That line when he's like, I said famous peoples, not spooky peoples.
There were some good Muppety gags in this.
Yes.
Look, let's be honest, not the strongest of stories, as we said, but plenty of Muppet puns in there and just goofs, gags.
So who's writing them now?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think what happened is Muppets went gangbuster, the new movie.
Yeah.
Most Wanted didn't do amazing. And then I think that was when old Kermit, they ended up firing him around.
Right.
Because I think...
Oh, okay. So new Kermit's been around for a little while.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But there hasn't been anything, really.
Yeah.
I just think, look, more Muppets, more joy. Yeah.
Yeah, like they keep going... And I know that obviously Muppets have a rich history of television, but they keep going TV shows.
Yeah.
Where the movies are what really... Like a good Muppet movie really stands out.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before personally, I don't think on the show, where obviously things like Muppet's Christmas Carol, Muppet Treasure Island, taking existing stories and Muppetizing them is a winning factor.
Yeah.
Like, why don't they do that more often?
So there's a lot of talk, I think, because Great Gatsby came out of copyright recently.
Well, there's a whole bunch of stuff recently. So
the assumption is they'll probably do that just because it's a classic or something. But I'd love to see them take on horror franchises.
Can I just say, I've got to backtrack. Your insistence is like, oh yeah, they're probably going to do the Great Gatsby. On what fucking planet would you do a Muppet Great Gatsby?
Everyone's talking about that when the copyright
Yeah.
It's a good gag. I don't know if they're going to do it. Yeah.
That book has like suicide, murder,
Mate, they'll find a way.
That's insane. Surely, like, the obvious ones, people go, well, Kermit will be Gatsby. But I think Gonzo should be Gatsby, and it should be called the Great Gonzo, right?
Yes.
And that Kermit is Nick.
There you go, mate.
And Gonzo is Gatsby, and he lives across the road from Camilla the chicken.
But who's the human element in that? Because I think the human's probably the Nick Carraway, to be honest.
Mm. And it's Kermit is Gatsby.
That's the only human character in that that would have much value, I think. Because you've got to have someone quite prominent. Yeah, you could, but she's not central in the story.
Mm.
Like, she is, but she isn't. It's kind of... The human character in that adaptation would have to be either Gatsby or Nick. And I think it's got to be Nick because Gatsby's such an elusive sort of character.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm more interested in them doing horror.
Like Hammer horror. Like
they should do a Dracula, to be honest.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And in that instance, the human would be Jonathan Harker, I think.
Yeah.
Now, the human would be Dracula.
You think so? Don't they have a vampire Muppet? I'm not super familiar with
them. Well, they've got Uncle Deadly, who's kind of a monster. And there's the Count from Sesame Street. Right?
Yeah, okay. Mm. But is he not a big enough character to take
on? Well, no, the reason
I say... Could Kermit be Dracula?
No, because I'd say Kermit's Harker and Miss Piggy's Mina.
Okay.
Right? And Gonzo is Van Helsing.
But again, where's your human element?
Well, human element's Dracula.
So Nicolas Cage is Dracula.
Oh. Or you go like obviously, if I hadn't made this years ago, get Christopher Lee. Like,
fuck.
Or someone like that who would just have a ball. Just get Gary Oldman to go.
Actually, that would be great.
Opposite Muppets.
Because, Damon, I agree with what you said before, where like that's the fun of it, is the getting a prestige actor.
Yes.
Like, it can't just be any actor. You want someone who's like... When you hear they've been cast in a Muppet film, you're like, oh,
yeah,
he's doing that. Oh, wow.
Tim Curry, right. Michael Caine.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Let Cate Blanchett play Dracula.
Oh, that's fun.
Or do you do like, so you've got like, what are the, of those Hammer horrors? You could do like a Frankenstein.
Yeah, you could do a Frankenstein. Or are there any like, you wouldn't do like a Muppet Scream.
A slasher. A slasher would be tricky.
A slasher is tricky.
I think.
Just because of the nature of it.
Would you actually have it that they're getting killed? Or would something else happening instead
of
the slashing?
You would have to switch it out for something else.
Yeah.
But I think that the Hammer, sort of, like the Dracula or a Frankenstein or something, sort of fits the bill more.
Yeah.
Because it is horror, but they're not like, you don't have to make them super scary.
Yeah.
No, I think a Dracula or Frankenstein would work really well. Cate Blanchett as Dracula is a really interesting choice.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
No, do Frankenstein and make Tilda Swinton play Victor Frankenstein.
Incredible. Because you'd really do want an actor. Like a Michael Caine, you would never expect that he would do a Muppets movie.
Yeah.
Because he just seems like such a prestigious sort of...
I mean, he's also done... He's also done...
Yeah, he's done Jaws.
Jaws 3. He's done a lot of shit.
Hey, mate. Every actor's done a bit of shit.
Yeah, of
correct.
Course.
Yeah. Not every actor.
Everyone's paying bills.
There are some actors only...
All right, get Daniel Day-Lewis in for Dracula.
Fuck it.
Come out of retirement for a Muppet.
See the problem?
Imagine he wins an Oscar for the Muppets.
Oh, my God, yes.
It could happen. Like, why couldn't it happen? Like, we all agree, Michael Caine should have won the Oscar.
He should have. Christmas Carol. Do you know what I'm now thinking? I'm now just thinking of other franchises to drop Muppets in and just have one human character.
Like horror ones? What have you got?
No, or not just even horror ones. Just hit, like, horror ones, like, it'd be great to do, like, a... Again, it's the slasher element is the
it does put you off a bit. You've got to pick the right horror.
Plenty of horrors are not slasher. I think even, like, Exorcist could be interesting.
Wow.
You could.
Yeah.
Because it would be, you could just play it for laughs.
Yeah.
That they're like cursed with some. Phantom of the Opera would be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, because I'm now thinking, I was like, oh, cursed by a ghost of a theatre. But no, you just do Phantom of the Opera. Because that's the whole thing is they've got, they live in a theatre.
Mm.
You have the human character be the Phantom.
Right. Yep.
Or maybe the human character is Christine. Mm-hmm. No, Miss Piggy would be Christine.
Of course.
That's a good fit. That
but film. Phantom of the Opera would be good. But I was thinking even like something ridiculous, like you just do a Mission Impossible movie and Tom Cruise is a Muppet, but everyone else is a Muppet. Because the reason I say that is Tommy Cruise would absolutely just roll with it.
Oh, 110%.
Because that's the only percentage he's capable of getting.
Yeah, exactly. Except in The Mummy when he was 105%.
That's true. No, incorrect.
I just had a thought.
Yeah.
Dark Universe. We've talked about Dark Universe before.
Yeah.
Bring back the Dark Universe with the Muppet.
With Muppet. Exactly right. Muppet Dark Universe.
That'd be huge. I will say, just while we're on the Dark Universe, and for those of you who are new, if this is your first episode, I've decided to bring it. We're bringing it back after we did an episode on The Mummy last year. And there are people who have been listening. Thank you to whoever in the Discord was who compiled the list of Dark Universe films. So we know it is... there's a chance.
You're doing Tom's job for him.
Thank you.
We love that.
Hey,
there's a paper trail out there.
There's a paper trail. And my name's not on any of it, which is safe.
I didn't realise The Invisible Man was part of Dark Universe.
Well, I think technically...
I don't think it is.
It's been co-opted at the very...
I think technically...
It's done well.
Technically, on a technicality, it's a universal film and it's about The Invisible Man.
But it's not part of that because Johnny Depp was going to be The Invisible Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's not even... I think that's been added after the fact to be like, look, we got two movies out.
Yeah. One of them's awesome. One of them's two and a half stars.
Both of them are great.
Yeah.
Well, I did also just this, while we're talking Dark Universe, DU... this week, Javier Bardem, someone asked him about it.
Yep.
So still in the zeitgeist.
Great.
People wanted to know.
He was enthusiastic. He was like,
he's like, I've heard nothing.
Yeah.
He's still very keen to play Frank. He wants to play Frankenstein and Frankenstein's monster.
Wow.
He wants to do both.
Well, that's great. Said.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Dracula Muppet. Javier Bardem plays Dracula.
He wants Frankenstein.
Yeah, man. I know he does.
Let him be both.
Let him do both.
Mate, he can't be
this
both.
This is Muppet's Dark movie. Universe. He can. We'll get there. We'll get there. Don't worry about it.
Imagine if the Muppets makes a big screen return and it's because of the Dark Universe.
A different studio that doesn't have the rights to anything.
It's a
universe. You have like the merger with like what Disney and Sony did to get Spider-Man.
Yeah, right.
It's Universal Studios doing a merger. Not to get anyone, but to get fucking... Did Universal have access to any like Marvel characters that they can co-op back to Disney?
Ooh.
There's got to be. What's the collateral they can use, or is it just like you get access to the Universal monsters if you want them? Maybe that's it. Well, you give us the Muppets,
yeah,
and we'll give you Universal monsters,
yeah.
So that you know Spider-Man can fight Dracula.
If you were doing the Muppets and it was a take on Alien, who's the human character?
Oh, Muppets Alien.
Does Ripley remain?
No, it's the human? Android.
Oh.
I reckon.
Oh, okay.
From the first one?
The android is the only human character in the movie.
Yes.
That is an interesting choice by you.
Well, because it can't be Ripley, because that would... Miss Piggy's Ripley, right?
But Miss Piggy's never really a central role.
Nah, but she could be.
Okay.
Because Sigourney Weaver would act well with Muppets, I reckon.
Oh, I think so too.
Yeah.
She'd give it 110%.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of classic horror films that could get this treat.
Well, yeah, so Phantom... Dracula, Frankenstein, those ones. Alien could. Alien could be really interesting.
Yeah, I think Alien would be interesting.
So funny because
Gonzo... Is Gonzo the alien?
That's what I'm about to say. Yeah. Gonzo is an alien. So the gag being that Gonzo bursts out of someone's chest and like,
ta-da! Or should it be the prawn guy?
The prawn can be the little mouth.
The little mouth. Rizzo's the little mouth. And then the prawn's...
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
All right, let's jump back to this movie.
Sorry,
real quick. No, that's all good. So, did our characters act wisely or foolishly?
Very foolish.
Oh,
both of them.
Yeah, I mean,
Gonzo, way too excited for no awareness.
Yeah.
Pepe, too horny.
Way too horny.
Not a single smart decision was made.
No.
Not one. not a single one.
To be honest, this is the only time I'd be disappointed if any intelligent moves were made.
Correct.
Yeah. I did. I don't know if this counts as wisely or foolishly. There was one line that I generally loved, and actually came at the start and the end. I guess it was the theme, if anything, which was Kermit's. You don't need to be the great Gonzo to be a great Gonzo.
Yeah, that was lovely.
This is where, like, I feel like if they'd actually done the work with this movie and actually made it a proper screenplay and done it right, it was something there. It could have been something good there.
It lacked in
that him always trying to do something bigger and better.
Because that's a great line. And it was just sort of thrown out there because they'd like, oh, this is a good line. Let's pop it in there. And it doesn't really relate to what's happening on screen.
Yeah. Missed opportunity.
Huge.
Especially when you're not getting heaps of opportunities to make Muppet stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you've only got 45 minutes, make something that's like so good.
If they went hard.
Go, fuck, I wish we could do more of that.
To be fair, I also think the Muppets were the secondary reason behind this film.
Oh, 100%, dude. Yeah.
It's an ad.
Yeah. It's an ad for a fucking ride.
It's fucking
you can still You can still make an ad, though, that resonates, and this kind of didn't.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose, how would we do in this situation?
Well, I wouldn't go to the Haunted Mansion, but I feel like that's the kicking of the stones. You have to do it.
Well, the MacGuffin has been played.
Yeah, MacGuffin has invited us with his red herring.
Yeah.
His French red herring. Oh, God. Yeah, I think we're fucked.
I think so, too.
Yeah, well, like, Tom, you're Pepe.
Yeah.
We already know how your story plays out.
Yeah, and you guys aren't brave enough.
You don't have a Gonzo to save you. You've got these two idiots.
Yeah, so I'm dead. And you're probably both dead as well. Because none of us have the Gonzo factor.
Yeah.
None of us have a magic mirror that shows us Kermit the Frog talking about how much he loves us.
Yeah.
If we had that, we'd be invincible.
We'd be right.
But I think as it stands, I think we're fucked.
Yeah.
Here's a positive. We die and we stay in the mansion forever, but we get to hang out with the Muppets forever.
I mean, that is true.
You know, boys, this is the first one of the year.
Yeah.
And we've died in it instantly.
Yeah. In one of the scariest movies ever put on screen.
I have a feeling that's not going to happen again this year. I think we're going to be all right.
You're going to live every other time.
Oh, why not?
In the year of fear,
yeah.
We're going to survive.
Yeah, quote me.
That's all right. We have evidence. I don't know what editing wrangling would need to happen that every time we die, we just play back that quote every episode. I'm excited. Start the die meter now, people.
Yeah, you should, actually. If you do listen every week, just keep a tally of how many times we die this year.
Again, death, upside, hanging out with Muppets.
That's pretty good.
We basically can use them to put on all the Muppet crossovers we want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the mouse can't touch us if we're already dead.
Yeah.
Can't sue a ghost, motherfucker. Oh,
legal loophole, bitch.
Gotcha. Died so I could make Muppet movies.
Well, that is all the scary talk we have for this episode. I've been Damien.
I've been Sean.
I've been Tom.
Thank you for listening to our first episode of the Year of Fear. Next week, we will be actually diving into some horror movies.
What do you mean, actually? What? Okay. Jump scares?
Come on, Tom. Okay. We're in the outro, mate.
Monsters. Haunted house. What the fuck?
We're trying to challenge ourselves, Tom. We've got to take this seriously, mate.
Yeah, come on, Tom. We told you to bring Midsummer and you brought this. Unacceptable. Good boy. I love you. Thank you.
Oh, shut up. If you'd like to email us, suggest some movies for the Year of Fear or suggest some awesome Muppet crossovers, please do. You can do so at 3scaredboys@gmail.com or you can find us on Twitter at ScaredyBoys or individually. I'm at Midday Pyjamas.
I'm at Carney from 55.
I'm at Awkward Trade.
Stay scared, everyone.
Let Kermit fuck.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.